Introduction. Elemental Grace Alliance Discourses, Alpha and Omega, 21st June 2015. We are the solar logos of this galaxy. We are the I Am, the prime creators of the solar system, and the one who humanity have made reference to as the God I Am. We are Alpha and Omega. It is within the hearts and minds of all that express the law of one, the law of God, the law of love, the law of adoration, the law of life, and it is through these expressions that the words I am signifies the source of all creation. I, Alpha, am the numeral one in the word I. Omega, my divine consort, is the am, and who represents the Amiga, we are the beginning and the end. We, in the love that we are, wish to say that it is time that humanity knows that the truth about God is not what they thought it was. The God they refer to is Alpha and Omega, and beyond us there are many other supreme intelligences that we respond to, who are our creators. There is no end and no beginning in truth, and there are many universes and galaxies within universes and galaxies, far more than mankind could ever imagine, let alone understand or comprehend the vastness of creation itself. This is neither the place nor the time to discuss these things, but suffice it to know that the beginning and the end, within this evolutionary cycle of mankind, began through us and shall end through us, only to begin and end elsewhere. Another moment of creation. Ah, dear souls, our life is so far beyond anything that mankind could perceive. Yet with small amounts of pertinent information, one step at a time, their consciousness shall open just a little bit further. With every thought, another light shines at the end of the proverbial tunnel. And so, it is here with this proposal, another idea that we have impressed upon the consciousness of humanity, that shall expose yet higher truths for all who may have eyes to see, and ears to hear, and can feel into it and respond accordingly. As the God I am in all things, at every level of consciousness and every level of dimension, we know all, we see all, and we within our love will guide and direct and support, leaving no stone unturned for all to remember and become our love once again. This journey that humanity is experiencing in truth is just the beginning, for they have not yet understood the truth of who they are. And when they do, they will find new expressions, new ways of utilizing our love and light, just as we, the God I am in all, never stop experiencing and expanding. There is an excitement within this proposal that we shall investigate and deliberate upon accordingly, for it is our desire for humanity and the elementals and the angelic host to all work together again in harmony and joy and happiness within their creations upon earth. The moment has arrived, dear ones, that certain considerations within our laws could be refined to cater for changes to occur that will provide for alternative experiences and which will support a more fluid outflowing of our love from within the consciousness of humanity itself. So let us all rejoice. Let us all embrace the love that you and I, we are. Let there be light and there is light. Let there be love and there is love. I am the Word. This address ended the first round of speeches, and having reviewed them, I feel that the next round shall be far more revealing. I am not sure as to the themes of the discourses this round. I believe I was going to call it consequences. But again, I really do not wish to confine or point to anything specific, so I will see how it unfolds of its own accord, or maybe for my own awareness anyway, maybe I should ask my higher self.